Elections 2024 on Radio Kerry.
Yeah, keep your comments, views and opinions coming into us on the programme this morning. We want to hear from you on the show. We're talking local elections. We've got five of the candidates in the Killarney local area with me here in our studio in Killarney. I've got Diarmaid Griffin of the Green Party. I have Councillor Niall Kelleher of Fianna Fáil. We have Caroline Keneally, who is running for Sinn Féin. William Lean, who is running as an independent. And Dermot McGuckin, who is running as an independent as well. Good morning to all of you and thanks for joining me in our studio here in Killarney. I'm going to start with the issue of housing, because it's a particularly obviously vexed issue here, whether it's people looking to own their own home, get on the property ladder, or looking to rent in Killarney. It's an area that is under pressure when it comes to housing. The number of people who are on the housing waiting list is stubbornly high, as it is in many other areas, and there's of course a number of people who are looking to rent in particular. Councillor Niall Kelleher, I'll start with you on this one. What would your priority be? What would you do as a councillor to try and move the dial on housing in Killarney, whether it's available rental accommodation or affordable accommodation or construction of social housing?
It has to start, Jerry, with construction, because with construction you free up more properties available to rent and other parts of the market. But I think the biggest issue that we have at the moment, social housing is coming on stream, and we've had large developments in Borodhove, in Ratmore and here in Killarney. But that is only part of the step. We need to push on and build more social houses. The local authority needs to be building more. And not just reliant solely on the approved housing bodies. The biggest issue we have here in Killarney is the strangulation in relation to zoned land. And whoever is going to be elected to the next council will have a very important task in ensuring that there's adequate zoned land for development. Because with the vacant land tax, which we see is starting to come to work, but there is no point in relation to farmers having their land zoned and they're farming their land. They need to be able to continue to farm their land, and we need the zoned land that needs to be built upon. So the likes of this, together with the supports that are there, we've seen a massive improvement since Fianna Fáil went into government in relation to houses being built. And we need to continue that and roll it out even further. COVID has been a very, very big period of time where building wasn't done. We went straight out of that into cost increases, the wars and etc. driving inflation, as well as COVID inflation, which came as a result of it. So we need to build upon on that further. The schemes that are there to help to buy social or the affordable housing scheme really needs to come to pass in Kerry, and we're pushing very hard for the director.
Did you get the zoning wrong, the local development plan? This whole idea of areas under significant urban pressure, and whether you infill in Killarney or encourage the sort of building that needs to happen to get, you know, vacant premises up to speed, so reuse voids, get them back and running, or whether you should allow building on the outskirts and encourage private development by zoning a property.
I suppose one of the very important things, Jerry, that was brought in the last county development plan was the development of nodes in rural areas. We've over 40 of them in a lot of the county of Kerry, but we need our local area plans to be rolled out to where those nodes are going to be. That will allow people to live in rural parts of our constituency and be able to
not
develop
in one-off houses, but in groups of houses.
In groups of houses, nodes. But you're talking in a third of an acre of a site with their own sewer treatment system, etc. And that allows people to live, because not everybody wants to live inside in a town, so it is important. As to saying in relation to getting it wrong, Jerry, we fought a very hard fight with the regulator, and I'll give you a very, very simple example. Councillor Cronin, my colleague and Councillor Healy Ray, have fought very hard in relation to two previous motions in relation to the area under significant urban pressure. And what I want to remind people is that on my proposal, part of an area that was under significant urban pressure and right into East Kerry around Borodhove and Ratmore was actually removed from that index at the time, and that would have made it a lot more difficult. I proposed that and Councillor Healy Ray seconded it. So very, very important that we ensure that we put it up to the regulator and let the minister be the final arbiter in relation to the decisions that are there. And we've seen that somewhat in the Kinmare plan, the only plan that has been done. And if I'm lucky enough to be elected to the next council, I will be putting it to the regulator in relation to housing here in the Killarney.
Okay. William Lean, what are your ideas to try and get housing going and to try and bring down the number of 836 people who are on the waiting list for one bed apartments, for example, in this area?
Well, I think one of the big issues is planning. People can't even build on their own land and on the outskirts. I know one person had very hard getting planning on his own land, and he owned it. And that's one of the issues we had to tackle. I think in the short term we can build mobile homes they'd be very well for a quick solution anyway. We can have mobile homes on the outskirts of Clarny. That'll be quick, affordable, and we can get a lot of them out. And that would take.
Are you talking mobile homes or modular housing?
Probably both, modular housing, mobile homes, both for a quick solution anyway. Until we get the planning deregulated, make it easier for people to build houses, and encourage developers to build houses as well, because that would be a big issue as well.
How would you do that? How would you encourage developers if you were a member of Kerry
County Council? Well, if I was Kerry, I don't know how much power I have, but I would make it easier for planning. I would cut the development levies. I would cut the development levies.
Okay. All right. Dermot Griffin, same question to you. What would the Green Party do? What would you do as a councillor to try and encourage development, try and encourage either social or affordable housing?
Sure, Gerry. And things have improved. I was just looking at, time. There's been a lot of building going on the last, at the moment there's 1,000 houses per week being started in Ireland. And there are incentives, like as Niall was talking about, the Croí Cónaithe grants for vacant housing. I think that's a big thing. When I go to the houses, I'm not getting a lot on the doors. I'm meeting people in their houses. They're usually the household, the members of the household, and they have a home. It's the younger people usually that don't are in kind of unstable employment, especially in a tourist town like Killarney.
There's very little to rent.
Yeah,
that's a particular problem for those younger people.
It's very
like maybe trying to own a home.
Yeah, I think that's like, you know, the tourism is our golden egg, you know, here, and it has to be sustainable. And like this is part of it. You know, it's not just the environment; it's the people. And I work in tourism myself, and what I struggle with is the, you know, the off season. So, I mean, I can talk about that later, but I know I'll stick to the housing, and it is something that, you know, if you have the right planning, I think planning has to be done properly. We need to have houses in the right places with the right access to services. It needs to be sped up, have the right people making the right decisions, and then we can it flows a bit quicker. So in some countries, it's maybe a couple of weeks to get a decision. It drags out in Ireland, unfortunately. So there's plenty of things. I would look at the public house spaces as well. We have the list and decide what we can do, what spaces we can use, build public houses and public space. And I would rely less on the commercial side of things, big developers.
Why would you do that?
I would say
there's a couple of hundred houses being built by a private developer. Just not planning.
There is for sure. Yeah,
is that not going to help the private
situation? It's definitely help, but I would say as a public representative, it's my duty to go the public route, and the private developers, unfortunately, there's a lot of money to be made. I think when it comes to government, local government, it's the right people are in first and foremost for people. Councillors here. These candidates want to be in election because they want to represent people. They don't want to represent profits. That's why I got into this position, advocating for.
So your focus to be on social housing built by approved housing bodies by the council itself, not private developers.
By the council itself and the private developers, which is something I was brought attention to me recently, is that since May 2021, the bulk buying of property that was granted permission from May 2021. That's not allowed, so you can't buy up homes in bulk, which is a great development. Something like that, I think we learned a great lesson from those Celtic Tiger times when there was big profiteering going on.
Okay, all right, Carolyn Keneally, what's your view on how we solve the housing problem in this town and the Killarney Municipal District?
Well, hello, Gerry, and hello to Killarney. I feel that I'm listening to the last three people, and the housing crisis is not being fixed at all. I work in Pat Daly's office, and I'm listening to the stories all the time, incredibly sad stories. And it's fine to be social housing. I have one particular person who's 190 euros over the threshold, and he cannot apply for social housing, and he can't get a mortgage either. So he's stuck in between. There's no affordable houses being built at all. And I have other people who are young children, they're in limbo, they're working hard, they're over the threshold again, they can't get a mortgage, where do they go for housing, and so on and so forth. There's loads of people over that threshold with Kerry County Council, but they can't get the affordable houses. So we really need to focus on affordable housing for people. It's great to have the social housing, of course, but affordable housing has to come into play as well. I do feel maybe that the threshold in to reach for social housing is a little bit low. Perhaps that could be explored, and maybe that could be an option for people. But I think who's been in government up to now hasn't delivered at all, and it's fine to be saying, oh yeah, the houses are being built. There's not enough, because I hear it on the doors, myself and Damien Switzer, when we're out there canvassing, and I'm here at Pat Daly's office, the stories are horrendous. I'm coming home crying, listening to people, and it's just unbelievable out there. And they're the real stories, the facts and the figures, the homeless, 14,000 people, there's children involved in that, and it's ridiculous, and it's just beyond a joke, and it has to stop. I'm a part of a party that has a programme for housing. It has been priced by the Department of Finance, mm-hmm. and it's been thrown back in Sinn Féin.
Yeah. Oh, would you favour social, affordable, built by the state, obviously, and not development, not developers? Not small builders or medium-sized builders or big builders as part of
it? No, problem. I'd like to see the local authority be a part of that. I think we've just promoted private developers far too long. I think they've profited too much for it, so I think it needs to be handed back to the local authority. Okay. I think they care more about the people on the ground.
Okay, all right. Dermot McCaughan, good morning to you, independent candidate. What's your solution?
Good morning, Gerry, and thank you very much for having me on the programme. It's clear that the housing crisis needs fresh ideas, fresh thinking, and a fresh perspective. We've had the government over the last 8 years or so, and very little has been done. One of the things I'd like to see is hotels being encouraged to build staff accommodation on site. We've seen good examples of this in the Europe Hotel. We've seen good examples in the Lake Hotel. And I'd like to see further development on site for staff accommodation. There are a lot of staff coming both nationally and internationally to Killarney to work, and accommodation on site would certainly serve the purpose. For tenants in long-term HAP situations, I encourage the tenant in situ. The tenant in situ allows the council to buy the home, and the tenant lives in the home for long term.
Yeah.
It's taken off the off the private landlord, and it's owned by the council. The cost of housing, of course, has gone through the roof, and as a council, we need to first of all prioritise our young people. The young people born and raised in Killarney should be prioritised. I walk around Ballyspillan, I walk around Pinewood, and I walk around different areas of Killarney, and it's quite evident to see how people are struggling. There's a number of families living in the one home, and there's also people living in caravans outside the home. To bring that into a perspective on a council level, as a councillor, I would be encouraging the building of more homes. We're seeing 240 homes being built by private developers, Cronin's Wood, which is a good factor. But I think in the long run, we're going to see growth of satellite towns, the likes of Farden Four, which already has a train station, an airport, Barradove, and areas around Killarney grown.
Targeting for housing. Okay, yeah. All right. We're going to take a pause here. We'll be talking more with our councillors and our prospective councillors, indeed, for the next Kerry County Councillor for Killarney electorate. Yeah, keep your views, comments and opinions coming into us on the programme this morning. Lots to get to. We're talking with our panel of the Killarney local electoral area for the debate. Dermot Griffin of the Green Party, Niall Kelleher, councillor with Fianna Fáil, of course, Caroline Kennedy Sinn Féin, William Lean, independent, and Dermot McGuckin, independent. We're going to talk now a bit about tourism and about, I suppose, the business side of Killarney and the pressure that a number of those businesses are on as things stand. Dermot Griffin, if I can talk to you, we've seen a number of places close down on our main streets. We see businesses under pressure. There's increased business costs, increased input costs. At the same time, the cost of living crisis is there and people have less disposable income to come for a weekend in Killarney, particularly the Irish staycation market. What would you do to support tourism business in Killarney if you were elected for the next 5 years?
Well, the first practical thing, and that's something for central government, but I was talking to Catherine Martin, the tourism minister, recently when she visited Killarney, and she was, it's something that we were discussing, the split VAT rate, is something that could be called for, that the hotels, there's a difference between hospitality, between the smaller businesses and the bigger hotels, and the bigger hotels are doing very well. It's the cafes and the restaurants that I see that are closing down. It's those that could do with a less tax break on that, I would say. You know, it comes down to, you know, I think talking about people that live in the town, you know, it's 6 months of the year maybe with tourists. You know, we do have tourists in the winter, but it's the people out in the town that are living there. I think they should be kind of given a wage that's a livable wage and a stable income. You know, it's... This then they can spend money in the areas in the, around the town and keep it local. You know, that's you know, one of the phrases, think global, act local, and that's sustainable. You know, that's the phrase. I know we use it a lot. Sustainability just means that there's this future, that everything, we're not going off a cliff edge, and you're not killing the golden goose that laid the golden egg. You know, that's you're sustaining it. So that's going forward. I think that's what you need to do. You need to work together as regards making it sustainable, supporting the smaller businesses. And that's what I would say.
Okay, Carolyn Keneally, Sinn Féin, what's your answer?
Well, my answer is, luckily, we do come from a beautiful town that sells itself, and we are lucky in that instance. I have a family steeped in hospitality in the town for many years. And the reality is that the rates... The electricity, the water rates are killing people. And also, going back to the cost of living as well, and a little bit into the housing, one of the first things you're told is cut your cup of coffee, cut your little visits, cut your weekends away so you can afford your mortgage. So it's a holistic way of looking at it. But in terms of promoting Killarney Town, you know, we could promote it in a way. The other thing that I thought about is, do you remember during COVID we had, you know, the vouchers that were given out to people?
Yeah.
And since we are in a cost
of living... Eating out vouchers, effectively,
the little
yeah.
Eating out vouchers and stuff like that. So since we are in a cost of living, it could be a little way of giving back to people that do work hard, that do want a little getaway or something like that to Killarney. And I really do think something like that would be worth exploring again.
Okay, even at a local level here in Killarney?
At a local level,
okay.
Yeah.
William Lean?
Oh, well, I talked to a number of small businessmen when I would go to the towers and we swim there, and I talked to a lot of them. And VAT is the big killer. 13% VAT for a small business is a no-go. We should really have incremental VAT, maybe 0% for, say, people making 100,000 and increase it to a million, maybe 10% for a million.
Yeah, so increase the VAT threshold someone's allowed to earn before they...
Yes, because a small business earning 100 grand a year, they can't afford 13% VAT.
Okay. Niall Keller?
Yeah, I suppose, Gerry, to go on the VAT thing, like we've campaigned, and you will know my previous role as President of the Chamber of Tourism and Commerce in Killarney, we campaigned very heavily for the VAT rate to stay at 9%, and we got extensions in relation to it. I suppose the difficulty, and I've been lobbying very hard, you know, the Minister for Finance has been in this county a number of times, and I've spoken to him in relation to the challenge that he is telling us in relation to the VAT, is that it's it's 750 million. To give the VAT at 9%. And quite ironically, an interesting point in relation to it, the hotel rooms are only about 150 million of that, which was actually the biggest thing, because when VAT was at 9%, you had people in Dublin calling that it shouldn't be there because the hotels in Dublin were taking advantage of the situation. But the issue here is that it is the smaller businesses that have been suffering in relation to it. Now, what is exceptionally important, and William touched on the point there, but there are difficulties in relation to thresholds, because what you do if you turn around and say you'll have no percent VAT up to 100,000, and then you're going to have to charge VAT from September until December if you increase over the threshold. So there's difficulties that need to be ironed out in relation to that, but I think it would be exceptionally important that VAT goes back to 9%, because we have to be competitive in relation to that particular industry. And when it comes to, look, we've seen the increased cost of business grant for the smaller businesses with rates under 10,000 euros, and that has been very, there's been a lot of applications in relation to that, and I've been really pushing that over the last week up until the deadline, and I'm actually pushing on the minister for those people that haven't applied that they be given an extension to be able to apply for that. But okay, it's very important when you're balancing employees' rights with, you know, there's been an increase in minimum wage, there's been an increase in the amount of sick days. That does have a cost to business. Jerry, myself and my family, we're employing over 35 people. I know what those costs are. They're difficult, but it is exceptionally important that we balance employees getting a fair wage to be able to live with the increased
with the
costs
of business being able to survive. Okay, Dermot McGuckin, what's your view on how we promote tourism and make it easier for businesses who are under pressure right now?
Hi, Jerry. Yeah, I've been at the coalface of the hospitality industry.
You're a taxi driver.
That's correct. I was at the coalface of the hospitality industry for 20 years. I was a chef proprietor and I had my own restaurant.
Sure.
I know the difficulties people face, and there is no easy solution for it. Certainly the VAT rate does help, but you know, more support from the council, more support from the from government is definitely needed. You walk through Killarney, and as you walk through Killarney, you can see the damage that's been done. It's been a difficult winter for most. You know, you're heading into a very busy time now over the next couple of months. Today, the Rally of the Lakes is starting, so
yeah,
it should be. It's kind of a case of a feast or a famine. But there has to be support put into place by the council to support small businesses and keep them open, keep them going, and you know, not to be the nail in the coffin for small businesses.
Okay, all right, we're going to talk more about this. We have another couple of issues to get to with our panel as well. Some of your comments coming in. Mike in Killarney says, mobile homes are the answer to homelessness. Another listener says, I just love elections, a day of reckoning for the government. Councillors who close down our Airbnbs all over town. I hope people remember that. Well, we'll get into that next, actually, in relation to short-term letting, but it wasn't councillors who closed down Airbnbs. That was a national government decision. We're staying with Killarney because we have five of our candidates running in the Killarney local electoral area. Dermot Griffin of the Green Party, Councillor Niall Kelleher of Fianna Fáil, William Lean, who's running as an independent, Dermot McGuckin, who's independent, and Caroline Keneally, who's running for Sinn Féin. A listener gets in touch and says, why are the councils rising rates for small businesses when they know it's going to cripple them? They should be helping small businesses more. They have enough money for everything else. Well, it's the National Ratings Agency, not the council, who are doing that. The money goes to the council, and we've had that debate already in the programme this week. It's a national level issue as to whether maybe multinationals need to be charged a bit more or pay a solidarity levy to help small businesses and keep them going in the high street. A listener says, well said by Caroline Keneally, it's out of control and people have nowhere to go. I disagree with hotel owned accommodation for staff. It makes servants of too many, especially overseas workers. Many will be vulnerable. They need to live in the community and should earn enough to do so and contribute to the economy. Well, I suppose the argument would be they need housing first and foremost, and if the company can do it themselves, it takes the pressure off the public housing pressure, which is there. Any talk about the land in St Finian's Hospital site being used to provide new housing? Well, that's the Land Development Agency that needs to get a move on that. We might mention that. And another listener says, why can't councils build rented housing for all incomes, not just social housing? People can then pay a reasonable rent depending on their income. And that brings us to our next item, this issue. It is a national issue. However, councillors will kind of have a say in it in terms of what's happening, particularly with regards to the battle for rent. As things stand this morning, I'm one of the most popular rental websites online in Ireland. There are three properties to rent in Killarney. One of the ideas to fix this is to try and get people away from short-term letting or out of the short-term letting market back into the long-term letting market. Short-term Airbnb, bookings.com, whatever you're having yourself in terms of that. There is a register coming in and there is also new planning. We're awaiting the guidelines from the Department of Planning. But it's all striking that balance between allowing people to earn money in tourism, which is important to a town like Killarney, but also to provide rent for the younger people who have been mentioned here. Caroline Keneally, I'll start with you. Are you in favour of that? Would you like to see more of it? Trying to get people to contribute with their private properties to help the rental issue out there and the rental crisis out there?
Well, we're steeped in a town that is tourism, and I feel that we're blaming the Airbnbs for a problem that the government has created. Like, they have been renting their rooms, their houses for years upon years. I mean, generations in Killarney, as you know. And that's highly important, because if the hotels are full, the B&Bs, and they're that little bit lower in price, they're more affordable for people as well. But I feel we're going to be punishing the people who have those Airbnbs, because it's a government problem that hasn't built the houses in the first place. So those affordable houses, those social houses need to be built, and don't take away the businesses from people who have. That's their bread and butter.
But is that not, this is a short, and William was talking about short-term solutions. This is a short-term fix, is it not? This could be brought in this summer. And look, it may work, may not work, but is that not part of what Sinn Féin asking for? Radical ideas to shake things up.
Then we need
waiting for housing to be built.
Then we need to look at the modular homes, the people that have, there's lovely houses around Killarney that have ample room in their back garden, then that they have their sons and daughters, adults in their 30s, 40s, that can't get a house. Why can't they build the modular homes? Wouldn't that make more sense? Because you got to remember, people who have the Airbnbs have, that's their bread and butter. That's what's brought their children to college. That's what feeds them. That's their business all of their lives. And for them to, you know, you have to, and I do agree, you have to strike a balance as well.
Okay.
Because you will find there are people who are living in America or whatever, and they're only coming home a couple of times a year. So you do, maybe they might go into the long term for 6 months out of the year or something like that, but I don't feel we should punish the Airbnbs.
Okay, you're out of step with Owen O'Brien on that, your own party's housing spokesperson. He's in favour of it. He's in favour of short-term let regulations, trying to get people back into the rental market.
I understand that, and as I said, that's fine for the whole of Ireland, but in Killarney specifically, we're a tourist town, and they depend on that, and that's their bread and butter.
Okay, William Lean, what's your view on the short-term let regulations to try and solve that rental problem for young people?
Well, generally, I don't like the government stepping into the free market, but with a housing crisis, I think there should be a temporary ban on full house Airbnb rental. I don't mind people renting out a room and stuff like that, temporary, but in the middle of a housing crisis, I don't think it's the best idea at the moment.
Okay, so you're in favour of it in terms of that, but allow people to rent out one room, which was the original idea behind Airbnb, to use that as an example.
People are taking advantage of it. People are running like hotels and are, you know, skirting regulations.
That should be stopped. Niall Kelleher?
Yeah, Jerry, look, we need to have a holistic look in relation to the issue in Airbnb. There's no problem with anybody renting out their room. There's no problem with anybody renting their Airbnb property if their principal private residence for 90 days a year. The issue here is whole houses and effectively newer houses that have been built in a period going using Airbnb. And that has happened around the country. Not as much here in Killarney, but it has happened around the country. So that is one of the issues in relation to the popularity that you mentioned about Airbnb. This is our lifeblood here. And the big issue here is, and I have been campaigning as well as all the other municipal district councillors in Killarney in relation to how this planning bill will affect and dealing with people who are effectively are over 7 years or more that are already doing short-term lettings and allowing those people the provision to continue their basis and their income.
Is Dara Brie not letting the side down here? The Fianna Fáil housing minister, where are these regulations? This has been going on for 2 years. Yeah. It went to Europe, it's back. We're still waiting. We're heading into a season.
That.
We're still
waiting. It's only back from Europe since 2 months ago.
But still, so two months?
I appreciate that, but I fundamentally appreciate that. Being very frank with you, I think we need a long consultation period in relation to where we are with that with Airbnb, because, you know, the industry here in Killarney, it has always been that. We've had people with parts of their property, as Caroline has said, areas in their backyards and others that they're able to provide accommodation to the people that are here, and it's a different type of accommodation, and that's what's welcome. So you know, the self-catering industry where you have whole properties, that is going to be a very, very important issue, and we need to keep on top of that as an elected councillor.
Okay, Dermot McGuckin, independent, what's your view on the regulations which seem to be coming down the line? Will they fix the rental problem? Will they make it worse? Will they take people's ability to earn from their own property away from them in the tourism market that Killarney is?
I think one of the problems is that established politicians are multi-landlords. I think you're going to have a continuous problem over the forthcoming years. The Airbnb, we've always had we are a tourist town. We need to accommodate tourists as well as our residents, but our residents take number one priority. The Airbnb is certainly rented rooms will continue, but I think that the whole house, to get houses, more houses established, I think has to be the number one priority.
Okay, all right. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme. You can text or WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300. We want to hear from you on the programme with regards to that. A listener gets in touch on the programme, says, I would like to put to your guests, a lot of the premises in Killarney Town could do with some paint. I'm sure most of these premises are rented. Why are the owners of these premises not compelled to keep the town high standards in Killarney as they are an eyesore now? Says Paul, well, imagine Killarney looking good is on the case in relation to that.
I'm on that committee, Jerry, and we went out, Johnny Maguire and Juliet Kelly went out to every business encouraging them in relation to it, and we were 1 point off Ireland's tidiest town last year. But look, it's fair to say we haven't had the weather for painting outside over the last since June last year, so can assure you a lot of people
will improve. Okay, I want to ask you all now a key issue, and it came up in one of our debates, but it's one of the main roles. I'm sorry, a final point I didn't get to you, Dermot, on the short term letting regulations. It's the Green Minister involved in this. What's your take on where things go from here, whether it's a good idea or a bad idea? What should be done in Killarney?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Killarney's been declared a rent pressure zone, so the increase in rent is only can go up by 2%. Regards the Airbnb, we are in a crisis. As I say, we can't kind of speak out through both sides of our mouth. Property is there. Think about it sustainably. The property can be rented long term for the whole year. This is what we need to be encouraging, because, as you said, we have a crisis. We're not going to solve it by, magically. Every town also has a certain amount it can grow by, and there's going to be pressure then in more traffic if you've got more houses. So the houses that are still there, use them, and they need to be. There are lots of beds in Killarney, whatever people think, which, whatever being said, but outside of Dublin, the most amount of accommodation
is in Killarney.
This is something transitioning. A lot of these people are older people that have the property.
They're afraid of the regulation for long-term letting. It's a disaster. The rent, we have story after story of the RTB being unwieldy, bureaucratic, hassle with tenants. Mm. If there's hassle, it's a bad system. Does that not fall off the floor? Need to be solved before you go taking Airbnbs off people?
Yeah, I think, it's a fair, there's a contract signed when you rent a property, and if you breach the contract, everyone needs to work together. And if someone is not damaging a house or something like that, there's rules there for that. Everyone just wants a place to live. You just want to be able to be close to their work and have accessible ways of getting to work quickly, and not these long commutes. So the proper housing, that's why towns are there, housing near work. We need to get young people back to Killarney.
And this is a way of delivering it and getting into long-term rental.
Yeah.
Instead of Airbnb. Okay, all right. I want to get to my next item, because we have a couple of things to deal with before we finish. One of the key questions and one of the key powers of local authority members is the local property tax. We've had examples over the last number of years of increases and also others. We're going to be talking about that issue. We're also going to be talking about traffic and roads. I want to get to my next item. The local property tax is a key issue for decision by councillors every year, a chance to alter it upwards or downwards depending on the plan for services and the plan for funding individual independent projects by the council. I'll start with you on this one, Dermot Griffin. If the executive of Kerry County Council come to you saying they want to increase the property tax to either pay for services or embark on a project to do with enterprise creation, would you vote in favour of it or would you be against it?
Yes, Jerry, I would say that it's a very valued tax. It depends on the person's property and how much it's worth. And so, I think it's something that's definitely valuable. And I would say, I'm not sure what it's at the moment, but you know, it should be a significant tax, because you know, we're in a community together, you know, we need to help each other out. I mean, I think that there's lots of wealth in Killarney. I've been around to some lovely homes and some very, you know, nice people living there. I think for the benefit of the whole community, you need to make a contribution.
Okay, all right. William Lean, your answer to that, if you're asked to vote in the interest of shoring up Kerry County Council's budget, providing services, or maybe individual projects that the council needs to embark on to try and create jobs, for instance.
No, I would definitely lower the
property tax.
I'll definitely lower, because I don't feel it's right for people to pay basically a rent to the government on their own house.
Okay, how would you fund your projects, though, if you weren't to increase it? If it meant less street cleaners, less beach cleaning, and also a no to a project to create jobs?
We'd make government more efficient, because I think the council is probably wasting a lot of money at the moment.
Okay, all right. Niall Keller, your response to that?
Yeah, Jerry, we've got to look at the local property tax. Is it situation? This is something that people come to me that you increase it every year or you decrease it every year. It's varied. So the issue is, if you increase it from the variable, it's the variable is a static. So if somebody is paying €99, if it's varied, it goes up 10%, down 10%. It's still, the property rate is €99. Whereas there's this misconception out there that it's going up by so much percent every year that the decision is made. So I just want to clear that point up. But look, the issue, and my record is there, where I have supported the varying of the LPT for what you said.
Just for clarity, it brought in €15 million last year.
Local property tax.
Yes,
it did. And Jerry, this supports our community support fund. This was specifically created when local property tax came in, and maintained by the council all through that time. So I would find it very hard that we couldn't turn around and say, when we have a good initiative in relation to job creation, to support it. I've resisted it also on other occasions when I believe it wasn't worthwhile, the increases that management were looking for, and got lesser figures and left it the same other years, because I wasn't happy with what proposals were coming. But let's be clear, it is important, because there have been proposals to decrease the rate too. You have groups like the Aoni Cree Fishing Club, Baradov Tidy Village Group, the Kerry Cancer Bus is funded from the Community Support Fund, part of a donation that's made, Twinning of Our Towns, many, many festivals right across the county. So are people really saying that we shouldn't be supporting these from the
creation? Okay, all right, Caroline Keneally, is your response to that question?
Jerry, as you know, Sinn Féin is opposed to the local property tax. We feel that more funding should come from government level. And when we talk about our cost of living crisis, imagine if people did not have that local property tax that they have to pay, they would have more money in their pockets. Plus, you have to ask the question, the local property tax, is the roads any better? Is the traffic any better? Are those cycle lanes being done? No, they're not.
The RDI hope in Killorgland wouldn't have expanded without that in 2021.
I understand.
Sinn Féin Council voted against that.
I understand that, but there's funding that can come from other places, definitely, to fund facilities that need to be done in our town.
Dermot McGuckin, what's your response?
Yeah, how you doing? The local property tax takes in €15 million a year. Yet I've walked through the estates of Lacaban, I walked through the estates of Rostar, and I walked through the estates of Ballysmillan, and I don't see value for money. I'd like to keep the local property tax, but I want to see better value for money for working class areas of Killarney. There's no our little playground areas for kids in the estates that we go through. There's very little for the old folks, and there's very little community centres. So yes, I'd like to keep the local property tax, but I want to see better value for money. I think there's a lot of wastage in local government. I think it can be more efficient, and I'd like to see better value for money.
Jerry, I also want to come back in that €15 billion is hoarded. Why is that not pumped out into the communities?
Okay.
Why is it sitting there and not being pumped out in the communities? Why is the ordinary worker trying to have to pay another tax? They're taxed from the minute they get up in the morning to the minute they go into bed at night, and I think that's wrong.
Okay, all right, some of the comments coming in. 10 years ago, the government promoting Airbnbs to increase bed availability for tourism. Now they're trying to reverse it to solve the housing problems. This country has become a dictatorship. Totally wrong. Caller lives in a 2-year-old council apartment. He's still waiting for TV and Wi-Fi connections. They were built into the wall in error. It's fine to be building houses, but where do you turn when the workmanship is shoddy? Caller is an Airbnb owner. She has a little apartment off her house, which she rents for a little extra income. She pays tax in it. She's 70 years of age, someone who worked and paid tax all her life, and she's being made to feel guilty the fact she's not providing accommodation, and the government is supposed to be providing. Airbnb owners are always projected so negatively, yeah. And this is not fair. Another listener wants to know why, as a registered B&B paying water rates for years, can you ask the panel why Airbnbs are not charged any water rates? It's the Airbnb that killed off a lot of registered accommodation. A registered B&B puts a sign outside their property and is charged water rates. Airbnb is no sign yet. Well, the register is coming in. That may change in time to come. I want to get on to our next item now, because the listener gets in touch complaining about the traffic in Killarney and the roads and the situation here. Jim O'Sullivan, could you please ask the local politicians about the extreme school traffic congestion that's a regular occurrence here on the new road, Killarney? It's a serious imposition on the residents and dangerous for all concerned. Now, roads and traffic. There are works taking place in Killarney at the moment on the Rock Road as part of a scheme that's going to take a number of years to improve, to put in cycle lanes. It will lead to pain in the short term, but should lead to gain. Killarney is a perennial and has had for 20 years not enough parking. Too much traffic hits us during the summer particularly. Caroline Kennedy, what would you do as a local councillor to try and solve or change all that?
I certainly would look at a park and ride facility anyway. I think definitely during the summer that would really alleviate a lot of the problem. I think there's maybe areas maybe on the Tralee roadside that we could look at doing that. Again, the road, the Farm 4 Killarney project, that selected route hasn't been selected yet, and that's been mooted from 1995. Like, how long more can we kick the can down the road? In terms of traffic, I think a traffic management survey could be done. I know people have said that maybe reducing the prices in the centre of town for parking, but I think that the high price kind of maybe that euro incentivise people to come back to the car and keep the traffic moving. A multi-storey car park perhaps in the Glebe could be also explored, and I think that would alleviate a lot of
that was talked about 25 years ago.
Again,
at a Killarney Urban District Council meeting I was at.
We were talking about it a long time ago, and yet
and still
we're
not
still
done.
Talking about
okay.
it.
Okay, Dermot McGuckin, what's your response? You're a taxi driver, you've been in hospitality for years. What do you think?
Yes, indeed. Driving a taxi around here, and of course you're in the weekend now of the Rally of the Lakes, which is the which will bring a lot of additional traffic to town. I think one of the things that we need to look at is a feasibility study for a multi-storey car park on the edge of town with a park and ride facility. That will show up the features and the benefits of a system. On top of that, you'll also have 250 homes in Cronin's Wood being developed, and you also have the Pretty Poly site being developed. So we need to keep traffic.
So the government are doing a great job.
I don't think so. We need to keep traffic out of the centre. Out of the centre of town. We need to do that feasibility study, see where we are with a multi-storey car park on the edge of town.
Dermot Griffin, what's your response to that? We've had pedestrianisation. Plunkett Street's pedestrianised with some criticism from businesses. Okay. It's the direction of travel a lot of councils are going. What's your solution? Sustainable travel, obviously.
Sustainable
cycle
travel.
Lanes,
yeah.
Big in your agenda.
I stick to my principles, and the very glad that we have so much money for active travel from central government now, and that's
so
why
we need to get the car out of Killarney Town Centre.
Well, that's it. I mean, you know, there's places you can walk and cycle. There's only obviously for deliveries and people that have mobility issues. That's you know, that they need them. But like, I think people spend more time you know, in the town. If you walk or cycle, you're going to be, you're not kind of under pressure to go check your parking. If it's out, you're going to spend more time. I think spend more money in the cafes, which are the ones that are suffering the most here. These ones need to be supported. So it all ties in together. There is money now for cycle lanes. I called for it a few months ago that they would speed up. Kerry County Council just had the money and had the plans, and it just, unfortunately, they waited until the summer to start.
That's what's happening on the Rock Road. And
yeah,
well,
it would have been great if it was done over the winter and, you know, speed it up.
Okay, William Lean?
With parking anyway, I think the euro hour in the centre of town is way too much. It should be 60 cents for the 2 hours, same as the library. Parking should be the same price everywhere. And with the traffic, I think for the short-term solution, maybe talk to businesses and have staggered work hours, because I notice from 4 to 6, it gets very congested around those times. So if we could work with businesses and have people leaving at different times, that might be a short-term solution. But we definitely need more bypasses, because there's a lot of traffic going through Mission Road, and we need to kind of divert it from there.
Yeah, and also the Killarney bypass, which really now is an inner relief road,
yeah,
in effect. So you'll be supporting the call for the Killarney Fair and Four, yeah, bypass as much as possible. Okay, Niall Kelleher.
Yeah, just to go on that, Jerry, the Killarney Fair and Four bypass route will be known by the end of the year, and the final amount of money for the studies in relation to that. And it is fair to say that that was shelved in an economic crash in relation to where that particular road is, but we need that that road to deal with the congestion that we have in the bypass and in the roundabouts that are there. To go to parking, you are right, 25 years ago it was mooted in relation to a multi-storey car park, and the particular town councillors at the time did not bring that forward. I've been in the council for 10 years, and in every one of those 10 years we've been pushing in relation to a provision of multi-storey car park, and there's an assessment being carried out at the moment in relation to the viable locations of that, and my preferred route in relation to it is when we're building a primary care centre and a new theatre in the Áras Pádraig in the Lewis Road site, that we all put provision for multi-storey at that location.
Take away parking?
No, Jerry, the parking that is in the provision of that
will keep
the same amount of parking.
Okay.
That is the exceptional important part in relation to all that. So when it comes to the initiatives that were put in, the age-friendly inside in the town and the 15-minute parking spaces have worked exceptionally well. And I, as late as our meeting on last Wednesday, have asked for more of those spaces to be provisioned in our main streets to allow the provision to be there. But it's quite interesting, Jerry, there's a new business, as you all know, on Park Road that had their own car park that they've now opened to the public as a paying display, and that car park is very quiet for majority of the day. Maybe that's not known out there, and it's something that needs to be put out there, but that is now a paying display for any customer, anyone that wants to use it, not just customers of that business.
Okay, all right. Listen, yes, Dermot, finally, very briefly.
Yeah, I'd just like to mention the redevelopment of the taxi rank in Killarney.
Yeah.
Much needed, and it must be done in conjunction with representatives from the taxi industry, drawn from the four main pillar companies.
Much needed. Okay, Jerry, only for the Community Support Fund, we would not be able to teach children how to fish and water safely, and water safety. That's the only Cree Angling Club coming in relation to that. Lots more of your comments. We will be getting to my thanks to my panel. Very good. Very briefly, Niall Kelleher,
yeah,
very briefly.
Jerry, I just in relation to roads, and we mentioned it there, and I have to pay particular tribute. We lost a very, very good man yesterday who served for 50 years, Gerard Joe O'Sullivan, in Kerry County Council, and he was the GS over the roads in Killarney. And I want to really pay tribute to the work and dedication he had.
Okay.
And this is a sad loss, and pay
tribute
to his wife, Mary, yeah, and Niamh and Timmy. Thank
you. Okay, Carolyn Cleary, very briefly, you want to mention the Purple Campaign?
The Purple Campaign, yeah. Myself and my boss Pat Daly, we're going to be attending at the Pastoral Centre a day called Go Purple Day. It supports victims of domestic violence in Kerry, both
okay.
men and
I'll
women.
As mayor as well,
okay,
and looking
very
forward
good.
To it.
Very good. Okay, I want to thank my panel that's in studio with us here in Killarney. We had Dermot Griffin of the Green Party, in Fianna Fáil councillor Niall Kelleher, Caroline Keneally of Sinn Féin, William Lean, independent, Dermot McGuckie, an independent, also running in the Killarney Municipal District, and we'll be hearing from these councillors, no doubt, at various stages over the next couple of weeks. We have Labour's councillor Marie Maloney, we've Kerry Independent Alliance councillor John O'Donoghue, we've Damien Switzer of Sinn Féin, independent councillor Maura Healy-Ray, independent councillor Brendan Cronin, independent councillor Niall Batty O'Callaghan, and Fine Gael's Dermot Healy, who would have been here this morning but for the rally. Because he's hugely involved in bringing that project to Killarney. We'll hear from him and others as the campaign goes on. But thanks to my panel, the very best of luck on the 7th of June. Very best of luck
you,
on the canvas out
Thank
there
you,
over the next couple of weeks.